The following is a sermon by Pastor Ralph Abernathy of Mount Olive Lutheran Church, located in Newton, North Carolina.
In the name of Jesus, our Emmanuel, Amen. You hear the longing in that hymn we just sang. You hear the hopefulness, the expectation, as Christ Church pleads for Emmanuel, God with us, to come. As Christ Church rejoices in the fact that He has come in the flesh. As Christ Church of the Old Testament pleads with God, send us Emmanuel. And all these various names for the Savior, the Messiah, the Christ, are used in each verse of this hymn. So it is with you and me. Yes, Christ has come in the flesh, and we thank God for that. In 3 days, we will be celebrating that fact, rejoicing in that fact. The glory in excelsis, will be restored to us. And we will sing the song, the hymn that the angels sang when they appeared to the shepherds who are keeping watch out in the fields of Bethlehem by night. Glory be to God on high and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. If you look at the introit for today, you'll see that the antiphon, the first and last verses of the introit, is taken from Isaiah chapter 64, written by Isaiah the prophet some 700 years before the birth of Christ. Written as a promise of comfort and an assurance of God's love to His people Israel, who in a short time would be carried off to exile in Babylon. And written also as an expression of the plea of believers. Oh, that you, God, would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence. Now, in context, that's a call for God to come in judgment to deliver His people Israel. That's a call for God to come in power and might and glory to set things right in the world, to reestablish His people in their homeland, to restore them and restore to them that which they had lost. And so it is with you and me and the church today. We live in a world, we live in a nation that is rapidly discarding whatever Christian influence was active in our culture. We live in a culture that is discarding the Christian faith and is expressing hostility to the Christian faith. We live in a culture where same-sex marriages have been normalized, where abortion is okay. We live in a culture where women are demeaned. Just look at some of the videos, the music videos, and how women are treated as objects for men's pleasure. Look at how women are abused by men. Look at how the high place of woman found in the scriptures is demeaned and belittled. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come quickly and make all things new. So this was the plea of God's ancient people, Israel. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. And certainly that is what happened in the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. But God did not come in power and in might and in judgment to wreak havoc upon a fallen, sinful, rebellious creation. God came in poverty. God came in meekness and lowliness. God came in an embryo conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary by the Holy Spirit, who passed through all the stages of gestation in the womb, and who was born in a stable of all places. God in the flesh, taking the lowly place on behalf of us sinners. St. Matthew describes it. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, and this was more than a formal engagement, a betrothal was viewed as a marriage, even though the betrothed couple had not come together, did not live together, and had not consummated the marital union. So when his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together in the marital bed, Mary was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a righteous man, and he loved her, he didn't want to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly, to break off the betrothal. But he did not want anyone to know why. Because let's face it, Joseph knew his facts of biology. The people of the ancient world knew how babies were conceived. It took a man. It took a woman. But it was not that way with Mary, even though Joseph assumed she had been with another man. So Joseph was pondering over these things. Joseph, I'm sure, was troubled by these things. He didn't know what to do. He did not reach and make a snap decision. He considered them carefully. And as he was doing so, behold, pay attention, that behold means, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that child that is conceived in her womb is from the Holy Spirit, not any man. She's going to bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, which means the Lord saves, or in the Lord is salvation. For he, this baby in Mary's womb, will save his people from their sins. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. And that is what happened in the miracle of the incarnation of our Lord, the virginal conception of Jesus Christ. God rent the heavens and came down in the infant flesh, in the embryonic flesh of this one conceived by the Holy Spirit in a virgin's womb. Matthew says all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. In other words, God was acting upon his promises. God was staying true to his word. God does not speak casually in his word, but he means what he says. You and I can tell a joke, or someone may say, well, how do you like my dress? You don't really care for it, but you say, oh, it looks great on you. It's a very unique pattern and style. And we do that casually, but when God speaks in his word, he does not do so casually. When he makes a promise, he does so with the intent of fulfilling that promise. So all this virginal conception by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary took place to fulfill what the Lord had promised. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. You see, God does rend the heavens and come down in the incarnation of his Son. Yes, his Son shall reappear. His Son shall return in judgment to judge those who do not believe, to judge those who reject God's offer, God's forgiveness, God's salvation extended to the world as a free gift in his Son. But in the incarnation of Jesus Christ, the Savior born in Bethlehem, God comes to be with you. God comes to be with me. God comes with the intention of being with all people, not as judge, but as Savior, as merciful Lord, as a gracious and forgiving God, because this Emmanuel, this Son conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary, is the Savior of the world who saves his people from their sins. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. Well, God rent the heavens and came down in the form of a dove as the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus at his baptism. God rent the heavens and spoke and came down when Jesus was transfigured. And maybe you think, oh, that I lived back then. Oh, that we lived in those biblical times so we could see, so we could participate in this glory of God coming to his people. But I say to you, you have not lost a thing in not living in biblical times. Rather, you have gained, because God rends the heavens and comes down to you in mercy and love today. And every time we gather as the Church of Jesus Christ to celebrate the divine service, think of that absolution that was spoken to you after you confessed that you were a poor, miserable sinner. Well, take heart. Jesus is God with you to save you from your sins. That is heaven's message to you that I speak as a called and ordained servant of the Word, in the stead, in the place, and by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The heavens are rent, and God's Word comes to you, his Word of forgiveness and salvation. And that is something to rejoice in. And in this preaching of the gospel, it's not just filling 15 minutes or so in our divine service. It's a proclamation of the one who is Emmanuel, God with you in your baptism, God who does not abandon you even though you sin, even though you stray away from him. The Holy Spirit placed upon you in your baptism works to bring you back to him and his mercy and his grace, so he can come to you again and again and again in the means of grace, so that you can finally come to him when you die, so that you can finally come to him at the resurrection on the last day. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, certainly happened to you in your baptism, as it happened to Ava last week. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. Right there, it happens. Right there in the sacrament of the altar, the one conceived by the Holy Spirit, the one who was born of a virgin, the one who is Jesus, who saves his people from their sins, the one who is Emmanuel, God with us, comes to you, not in judgment, but in mercy and in grace and in peace and in love, bringing you his salvation. God comes to you in this meek and lowly way. Because right now, since we are sinners by nature, if he came to us in glory and might, he'd blow us out of the water like the Bismarck was blown out of the water by the German, by the British fleet in World War II. So God comes to you in ways you can apprehend, by your senses, by your hearing, by smell, as you smell the wine you drink, which is Christ's blood. As you, as a baby or as an adult, felt the water with the word poured over your head. As you feel the weight of my hand when you privately confess and are absolved. And as you place in your mouth the very body of Christ and the very blood of Christ shed for the forgiveness of your sins, God rends the heavens and comes down to you, bearing an olive branch of peace, with mercy and with love and with forgiveness. That's what we celebrate at Christmas. We celebrate the one who came down from heaven in order to die our death and to bear our sin and to be raised up for us so that we too will be raised again in the flesh. God has indeed rent the heavens and come down to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen.